All right, everyone, welcome back. I'm so glad we're diving into this topic today because it's something I know a lot of you are really interested in. Free CEUs. Who doesn't love a good deal?
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to like our professional development, right?
Yeah.
And we're taking a look today at therapy trainings and all the stuff they're putting out there about free CEUs for social workers.
Right.
And I'm always kind of like, free stuff. Like, what's the catch? What's the deal here?
Yeah, that's a healthy to be a little skeptical.
Right.
You know, anytime something's free, you want to make sure that first of all, there aren't any strings attached, and also that the quality is actually good.
Right.
Because it's your professional development, you don't want to waste time with something that's not going to be high quality.
Exactly. Yeah. So for those of our listeners who might be newer to the field, can you just like give us a quick little like what are CEUs? Why do we even care?
Yeah, so CEUs stand for Continuing Education Units.
Right.
And it's really the way that we as social workers stay current and informed in the field. And that's so important because, you know, things are always evolving. There's new research coming out. Best practices are changing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so it's not just about like checking boxes to maintain your license. It's really about making sure that you are providing the most ethical and effective care to your clients.
It's like that commitment to being a lifelong learner. Right.
Absolutely.
Like that's a big part of, I think, being a good social worker is like knowing that like you're never done. You've never arrived. There's always more to learn. But the thing is, I've definitely been there where it's like, okay, I need these CEUs, but these courses and trainings, they can be expensive.
Yeah, they can be pricey for sure.
So when I see something and it's like free CEUs, like my ears perk up. But then it's like that little voice in the back of my head that's like, okay, but like, what's the catch?
What is
Is
it?
this like, watch this 5-minute YouTube video and like you're good to go?
Right. And from what I've seen digging into this, therapy trainings actually has like a surprisingly wide range of topics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've got stuff on trauma-informed care, ethics, cultural competency, like
Right.
all really important stuff for us as social workers.
Right.
And this is key. They also have courses on self-care, which, let's be real, that's not a luxury for us. It's like a necessity in this
Oh
field.
my gosh, yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Especially with the emotional weight that comes with being a social worker.
Exactly. So to me, that really stood out. Like, they get it, you know? Like, they understand that in order for us to take care of other people, we have to take care of ourselves too.
Right,
And
exactly.
it's not just about the range of topics. They actually seem to be really intentional about having experts as instructors and making sure that the content is up to date. Like I was looking at their trauma-informed care stuff,
Okay.
and they have modules on like the latest neurobiological findings related to trauma, which is huge if you're working with trauma survivors. So it's
Oh,
not like they just threw some old content online and were like, here's free CEUs.
just take it or leave it.
Right. Like they actually seem to be really committed to making sure it's good quality.
Okay, so they're being intentional about it. It's not just like, whatever, here's some free stuff.
Right. And that reminded me of that story you shared about Jessica M. Remember her?
Yeah, the LCSW.
Yeah. She was saying how she was really struggling to find affordable CEUs and kind of felt like she was stuck.
Yeah, she felt kind of stuck.
And because of therapy trainings, she was able to take some courses on new therapeutic techniques that she'd been wanting to use in her practice but couldn't afford before.
Right.
So it's actually like directly impacting her ability to do her job well, you know?
That's what I love to hear. Like, it's one thing to talk about it all theoretically, but then to hear about someone who's actually like using this in their actual career and it's making a difference.
Exactly. And it's not just about helping individual social workers, although that's huge, it's also about the impact it can have on the whole field. You
Right.
know, making sure that everyone has access to this knowledge and these skills, regardless of what their financial situation is or where they work.
That's awesome. So it's like this ripple effect, it's like
Right.
it goes beyond just that one person and it kind of lifts up the whole field.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like raising the bar for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're like sold on the content.
Yeah.
It sounds like they've got some really good stuff. It's high quality. They're really being thoughtful. But like, how's the platform itself?
Yeah.
Is it user-friendly?
That's a good question.
Because I've been on some of those learning platforms that are like, oh my gosh, I want to pull my hair out.
Right. It's like the last thing you need when you're already busy. to be like fighting with the website.
I know. Like, I'm trying to learn, like, help me help myself here.
Exactly. No, you want it to be easy to use. You want it to be intuitive.
Yes.
And it sounds like they've really tried to make the platform user-friendly.
Okay, good.
Which makes sense because they know their audience, right? It's busy professionals who don't have a ton of time to waste.
Right. We don't have time for that.
And that actually reminded me of that other story that you shared about, what was his name? Michael R.
Yeah.
The social worker from that nonprofit.
From the underfunded nonprofit, yeah.
Yes. He was saying how it was so hard to find CEUs that were both good quality and affordable.
Right.
But then on top of that, he was like, I don't have time to like waste on a platform that's difficult to use,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He said it was like a breath of fresh air because it was so easy to use.
Yeah.
And he could do it on his own time.
Right. Self-paced.
Yeah.
Which I think is so important, that flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's like this big stressful thing to try to like fit into your schedule, you're less likely to actually do it right.
Exactly. Like, we have enough going on. Like, we don't need more stress in our lives.
Exactly. It's like we want to make it as easy as possible to like take care of ourselves and our professional development.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they've really thought about that, which is great.
So it's like they're taking away the excuses, right?
Exactly. Now there's no excuse not to do it.
Okay. I love that we're talking about therapy trainings. This is awesome. But I also want to be mindful, like, this whole deep dive is about like free and low cost CEUs.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
And therapy training is just one option.
One of many. Yeah.
And I know our listeners, especially you listening right now.
Yeah.
You're all about that continuous learning.
That's right.
So I want to make sure like we give you like the full download, right?
Right.
Like what other options are out there?
Well, one thing that comes to mind that people don't always think about is professional organizations.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
A lot of them offer discounted or even completely free CEUs as part of your membership.
Right. I didn't even think about that because I was like so focused on the CEUs themselves.
Right.
But you're right. Like when you join those professional organizations, it's not just about like, you know, networking events and stuff. They have all those perks.
Exactly.
Like journals and discounts to conferences.
And CEUs.
And CEUs. See, there we go. Look at that.
It's like a 2-for-1 deal.
I love it.
You get to connect with other professionals in your field, and then you also get these resources that can help you grow professionally.
It's like a win-win.
Exactly.
Okay, so professional organizations, what else? What else we got?
This one's kind of simple, but don't underestimate the power of just like asking around.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth.
Yeah. Talk to your colleagues. Talk to your supervisor if you have one. Even like professors, if you're still connected with any from grad school.
Good point.
You'd be surprised how many free or low cost opportunities there are that people just might not be talking about.
Like hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. And people love to share information, especially when it comes to something like professional development.
Of course. Like if you know about something great, you want other people to know about it too.
Right.
Especially in social work. It's like we're all in this together.
Absolutely. It's a very collaborative field.
Yeah. So we've got professional organizations. We've got our own networks. Word of mouth. What about like the interwebs?
Oh, yeah. The digital world.
All the online stuff.
That's huge.
Like webinars and online workshops, podcasts even.
There you go.
We got to plug ourselves, right?
Right. But seriously, there are so many organizations now from like universities to government agencies that offer free webinars and online resources.
Oh, sure.
And a lot of times those can actually count for CEU credits too.
That's awesome. And then there's like all those open source learning platforms now too.
Yes.
It's amazing how much is out there for free if you know where to look.
I know. It's amazing.
Like high quality stuff too. It's not just like, you know, junk.
Right. It's not just some random person with a YouTube channel.
Exactly.
These are like legitimate courses and trainings.
Yeah. So it's really cool to see how accessible knowledge is becoming.
It really is. It's very empowering.
Okay. So we've got professional organizations, word of mouth, like the whole world of online resources. That's a lot.
Yeah. It can feel overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming.
So especially if you're like, where do I even begin?
Right. Because I think that's what can happen sometimes. It's like you get so overwhelmed with all the choices that you end up just like
frozen.
Yeah. Like the deer in the headlights.
Analysis paralysis.
Yes, exactly. So any advice for our listeners who are like, okay, this is awesome. So many options. But like, where do I start?
I think a good place to start is to think about what you're actually interested in. Like, what are you passionate about within social work? What are the areas where you feel like you need a little refresh?
So like if my jam is like, I love working with kids and families.
Right.
I don't necessarily need to spend my time on like, I don't know, geriatric mental health.
Exactly. Focus your search on things that are relevant to the work that you do or want to do.
Okay, so be strategic about it.
Exactly.
Like, don't just take a course because it's free.
Right. Make sure it's actually something that's going to be useful to you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because it's going to be more engaging for you. You're going to be more likely to actually finish it.
Right.
And you're going to get more out of it because it's something that you actually care about.
Yeah. And it's like that old saying, it's like, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Right.
It's kind of like that. Like, if you enjoy the CEUs that you're taking.
Exactly.
It won't feel as much like a chore.
It shouldn't feel like a burden. It should feel like an opportunity.
Right. Exactly. It's like we talk about all the time, right? Like, social work, it can be really tough.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But there's also so much, like, support and collaboration.
Yeah, it's like a hidden benefit of the field, all the people who are in it with you.
Exactly. It's like you're never really alone, you know?
Right, like we're all in this together.
Okay, well, we have covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
I know, right?
We started out talking about, like, free CEUs.
Free CEUs!
And now we're, like, talking about, like, all the different ways that social workers can kind of, like, you know, keep learning and growing throughout their careers.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty cool.
It has been really interesting, yeah.
And I think it kind of speaks to something we were talking about earlier, which is just like how important it is for social workers to stay current and informed.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just about like checking off boxes to keep your license. It's about like actually being the best social worker that you can be.
Right, exactly. And like you were saying, there's always more to learn.
Always more to learn. So for our listener out there who I know is like raring to go, ready to sign up for all the CEUs.
Yes.
We hope this has been helpful.
Yes, we hope you've gotten some good tips.
Yeah, and maybe like some inspiration to like just keep learning and growing.
And remember, you don't have to do it all at once.
Oh yeah, good point.
Like it's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
I love that. Okay, well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap things up here.
Sounds good. Until next time, everyone, keep learning.
Keep those learning caps on.